Shalom חברים, הנושא השיעור שלנו.
Hello friends, the topic of our lesson today is entering the king's hall. We'll read selected excerpts from the sources. We reached excerpt 12. You can find the source reading materials in the Svat Tavan Ravut systems. Entering the king's hall. Rav, please. I don't have anything to say. We have excerpts in front of us, so let's see. Excerpt number 12.
Amar b'shem Baal Shem.
Rabash writes, accordingly, the Baal Shem Tov said that before the fact, a person should say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And after the fact, a person should say, everything is under providence. In other words, the Creator gave him a thought and desire to do something in Torah mitzvot, commandments, and chose him not only from among all the nations to give him a thought and desire to serve him, meaning to observe Torah and mitzvot, but even within the people of Israel themselves, he chose him from the rest of the people to give him a place to serve him. Although it is a small service, meaning that he let him work outside his palace, which is called Lo Lishma, and still did not permit him to enter the palace, meaning he still did not receive permission from the Creator, namely a desire and yearning to work in order to bestow, and everything he does is only for his own sake, regarded as outside the king's palace, but he considers this too a great privilege, that he has been chosen from the rest of the people. He feels happy about this. And this can satisfy a person and make him praise and thank the Creator for rewarding him with accepting him into the work. Even if a person has still not entered into spirituality, meaning that he has the intention in order to bestow, rather his intention is still in order to receive, but he is intending to reach in order to bestow, but nonetheless, he needs to be in gratitude to the Creator that nonetheless brought him closer, at least in this. And truly be in joy that he is already on the path towards correcting the soul. And which is why he needs to be grateful for this and be happy. But he's already in a certain degree between this world and the spiritual world. And in this way, from to feel that from the Creator choosing him and entering him into this present of this transition between the two worlds, he's already happy and grateful for that. Okay? Let's hear Carmiel.
Carmiel. Lo shomim.
We don't hear you.
Shomim?
Yen.
You hear?
Yes.
Hello, Rav, hello, friends. This excerpt simply brings up this resistance. First he says, if not me, then who? And afterwards he says, basically the Creator does everything. And here, it's not clear, where's our part? Where's the part that we need to do? He tells you that before the action, a person needs to say, if I'm not for me, then who is for me? Meaning that everything depends on me. And after the action, he says that he needs to say that everything is under providence. In other words, the Creator. Meaning we always need to carry out all sorts of our actions in order to bestow. And nonetheless, to expect that the Creator will respond on this and give us an opportunity to be truly in order to bestow, to enter us into the King's palace, into his palace. So, and before any action, we do it without the Creator. Yes, us wanting to, meaning that we want to do some kind of action, it's already an action that the Creator acts in, but we need to do it according to what we feel, that we want to reach the section of bestowal. Turkey 2.
Yaratan kişi ona hizmet etmesi için nasıl seçiyor?
Dear Rav, how does the Creator choose a person to serve him according to what? I don't know that. It's not a question to me. It's a question to the Creator. I think that all in all, this depends on the root of a person's soul. And as much as a person tries to realize his soul, to bring it closer to the Creator. So there are two conditions here. First condition, that a person is created such that he is facing the Creator, and secondly, that in his whole life he needs to come closer to know the Creator. So I wanted to ask about this point of gratitude, that we basically thank the Creator even for him entering us into this path. In the regular life, when I thank someone, I see that he did some kind of a favor to me, and then I already start thanking him. Is it similar to spirituality? You could say that you were born with a special soul which has a tendency for the Creator, and that in part of my life I'm in this process that's coming closer and advancing towards the Creator, then I'm already thanking him and hope that he's not going to leave me and continue to bring me closer. So you already have this means that you can already start to think and come closer, student. So basically I'm thinking for what I'm thinking, that something that I wouldn't really said for myself, but I got it as a present. Ravia, of course you got it as a present. You didn't choose, you didn't determine that you'll have this desire for the Creator.
No.
Question, just to continue, Meir, it's this point that we talk about a lot, this gratitude that comes from the depth of the heart, like the prayer needs to come from the depth of the heart. It comes from a place that a person feels, who am I in general that I merited to be in the society, etc., etc. It's truly a present that it's impossible to compare it to any value. This thing within it, there's already this gap within it. And it already gives birth to a prayer. Rav, yes. Student, so basically, if you already go into this gratitude, then where are you in this whole system? And then there's this gratitude and prayer and whole process. Rav, yes. PT6. It's written to receive satisfaction and give gratitude to the Creator for accepting him for the work. What is the work? To continue to come closer to the Creator from the side of a person.
Holland 1. Yeah, thank you, Rav. When a person is in this state of being happy with his share, perhaps even feeling the pain of Shekhinah in the dust. Where does the point of partnership with the Creator starts? How would you describe this point?
The point of partnership is in a person starting to think of the fact that the Creator brought him closer from the start, that the Creator starts everything in general. And every action of a person, the Creator, although we're not always aware of it, but it's the Creator is always first. Okay.
Yofi. Woman Hep 3.
Woman Hep 3. I understand that the Creator gives us this clarification here. That the Creator is this absolute. And for him to exercise this, and he gives us a few options here how to do this. Question. It's divided, my question is divided into two. One, action, every action, also in a corporeal action, not just a spiritual one. And two, if I can add something personal to the gratitude and not just what the Rabash says. However you think, do it. There are no limitations here. There are no limitations. Amit, please. Before we go to 13, he says that in the beginning of 12, that before the action, a person must say, if I'm not from me, then who is from me? And after the fact, something else. What does it mean that the person should say? The beginning of the action, he should say that it comes from the Creator. So then, but what do I need to say? What do I say to myself? But he feels that this is how it is, that he's coming closer to this, and he wants to research this and understand and feel that everything that he has in him comes from the Creator. Or from, if I'm not for me, who is for me, that's what we need to say? Yes. So this is the state. I need to say that everything's under providence, or I need to feel it. Or not. As much as you're capable, as much as you feel, and if no, then at least to say it, because this brings you closer to the feeling. So what is this thing of saying it? It brings us to a feeling? Rav, yes. Try to accustom oneself to say that the Creator starts everything. Student. So this place, we practice it all the time, that there's none else besides him. But if I'm not from me, who is from me? We don't always work on it because it's something natural. A person is always thinking that he's acting. So here he needs to stop and say that everything is under providence. Student, but I thought he needs to say that if I'm not from me, who is from me before the action? Before the action, because that the Creator starts the action and a person is always secondary.
Kiev.
Okay, thank you, I understood. Kiev. Mr. Rav, what does it mean to enter the king's palace? Enter into the feeling of the Creator, that you are truly in connection with him emotionally.
Student,
this is through my love to him? Or how can I do this? That you always try to recognize that all that you have, even thoughts that are not quite connected to the spiritual path, but the Creator is always the one started. He's always first.
Student,
what Amit was talking about now, that it's not simply words, it's not just a certain thought, but it's a feeling of a real connection with him. What does that mean, that I ascribe everything to him and enter his palace? You try in every moment in life to be in connection with the Creator, that he is starting the thought and desire in you, and you respond on that.
Woman Mac 41.
A woman Mac 41.
Добрый день, дорогой Рав, добрый день, мировой Кли. У меня такой вопрос. Ну вот по статьям уже...
Good day, Rav, World Kli, a question. In this article, it's felt that we want to go in joy. And I have a question about fear, fear about one's own ego. And maybe you could call it a descent or something that you want to move away from, the trepidation towards the Creator. How can we use it properly for our advancement? Try to arrange it such your response to the Creator that we receive Him as the first one, that He's basically starting the entire connection with us, and we are ready for any sort of connection. The main thing is that we have a connection with Him. That's all I want. The type of connection will be, it's not important what form that I'll feel it. The main thing is that I'll feel that I have a connection with the Creator. Okay. Amit?
Excerpt
number... Oh, wait, we have questions there. Okay. Turkey 2.
Değerli Rav, çalışmada sadece bazılarına fırsat verilmesinde, herkese bir fırsat verilmemesindeki amaç ne olabilir? Yaradan neden bir kısmımızı ödüllendirir?
Why does the Creator give just a part of the people an opportunity to come to study? Why does the Creator reward just some of us and not the others? It's because the soul grows in such a way. The soul of Adam Hirshon was divided into 600,000 souls. And then each one of them advances. So each one of us advances, and this soul from 600,000 souls divides into a few more kinds and more, and then each one of us has a small part of the general soul. And therefore, we need to try to bring ourselves closer to the Creator. Each one in his part. That's it. And until each one of us gathers us and ourselves and brings ourselves to the connection with the Creator, all of us together, this takes a lot of time. But this is the process that we, specifically this process we're going through during our time, which is called Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, this time. Thank you, Rav. So the Creator is the first and the last and does everything. And if I am not for me, who is for me? This is my response to everything that the Creator does in every moment. So what is the response in practice that I need to say to everything that the Creator does? Rav, what is the response? That we thank Him for pulling us to Him. So it's a gratitude every moment? Rav, yes. First of all, it's gratitude. And afterwards, it could be a request. But after the gratitude. Thank you.
PT 22.
Rav, what is the reason that a person does not turn directly to the Creator to ask for strength, but rather he needs to, first of all, needs to do this action of, if I'm not for me, who is for me? It's the person on the list needs to be all the time with this question, if I'm not for me, who is for me, in order to awaken from his side a tendency towards the Creator.
Toda Rav.
PT6. It's written that the Creator chose him to give him a thought and a desire to serve him. What does it mean to serve him? To serve him, to help him in the correction of creation.
No.
That's it. Where are we? That's it. Amit. Yes, excerpt 13. Rabash writes, letter 29. Also, during the preparation, prior to being awarded entrance to the Creator's palace, one should grow accustomed to the powers of overcoming the desires for self-reception. The way is to begin with small things, which do not give him that much delight and pleasure, and are easier to relinquish and say about them. Were it not a mitzvah to engage in these matters, I wouldn't do them. Afterwards, he adds, until he accustoms himself to relinquish even the most important things for him, even with things that touch his soul, he can say that were it not a mitzvah, he would not engage in them. All this is required for him to be strong and trained in war. And then he is awarded entrance to the Creator's palace to be among God's servants.
Yeah.
Also during the preparation, prior to being awarded entrance to the Creator's palace, one should grow accustomed to the powers of overcoming the desires for self-reception. The way is to begin with small things, which do not give him that much delight and pleasure, and are easier to relinquish and say about them, were it not a mitzvah to engage in these matters, I wouldn't do them. Afterwards, he adds, until he accustoms himself to relinquish even the most important things for him, even with things that touch his soul, he can say that, were it not a mitzvah, a commandment, he would not engage in them. All this is required for him to be strong and trained in war. And then he is awarded entrance to the Creator's palace to be among God's servants. Kiev.
Is
interesting here. What does it mean that, we need to accustom ourselves to overcome the desire, even in small things? What is this exercise, Rav? It's that you relinquish some small desires, some small satisfactions, in which you have the strength to overcome. By this, you come closer to the Creator. And further on, greater and greater and greater ones. So it's interesting. You always say that we don't relinquish anything. We just connect with the friends and the group. But what does it mean that I'm relinquishing pleasures? You make a calculation. Is it worthwhile for you to engage in this or not? If you don't make a calculation, then it's not called that you relinquish something. If it's just with your words, then it doesn't go into any calculation. It's not accepted.
Is that clear?
What do we need to give up as your students? What do we start with? I don't know, this is your matter. You need to relinquish everything that's on the path between you and the Creator. Student. But how do we understand this? If it's standing in the way because there's work and all sorts of things that you feel throughout the day, how do I understand that if they're in the way of my connection with the Creator or not? I'm in all the lessons and all the Zooms. I'm doing everything. How do we make this calculation here? Ralph, I don't know. This is your personal matter. I can't answer it. Student. Okay, so I feel a certain pleasure. What calculation do I need to do here? Rav, you need to make a constant calculation. what else can I sacrifice in order to be closer to the Creator?
Asia.
Asia. Thank you, Rav, for the world clear. Rav, in your answer to Oren, when you said him that he chose us to serve him, is this what it means that you have made me? And if so, what have we made if there's none else besides him? We need to do everything in order to come closer from the place where we are to the Creator. That's it. So it's only in a prayer, yeah? Yes, student, with the friends. With the friends, of course. What else is there to add here? Thank you. Woman Mark. Hello, Rav, World Kli. If in every one of our efforts or actions, the Creator is the first one to start it and He finishes everything, so where are our efforts? Your efforts? Is in order to analyze your situations and to remove them, all of the disturbances between the Creator and you.
Woman Hep 2.
Woman Hep 2.
Shalom, toda rabba.
Hello, thank you. Question regarding gratitude. What is in gratitude which is so critical that we need to thank the Creator before everything, before I even feel that I receive anything from Him? In corporeality, I get something and only then I thank for it. And here, what is there in this gratitude that is so important and critical? What is there so important and critical in it? Is that by this we come closer to the Creator in hope to bring Him contentment from that. And through the gratitude I bring Him contentment? Rav, yes.
Okay. Woman Mach 20.
Woman Mach
20.
Mr. Rav, there's this moment in this article which I didn't understand at all. Even things that touch his soul, he can say that were it not a commandment, he would not engage in it. I didn't understand that. What is he talking about? It means you'll understand it gradually. Student, can you say it now a little bit? Rav, no, if you don't feel that there are such actions which you could have done and through them to be closer to the Creator, then means it's not yet necessary.
Woman German.
Woman German.
Woman German.
Im zweiten Absatz steht, dass all das ist nötig, damit er stark und kriegstauglich wird. Was ist mit kriegstauglich gemeint?
It's written in the excerpt. And all of this is worthwhile for him to be learned in war. What does it mean? For him to know how to correctly to locate the foreign forces that are in resisting the connection with the Creator, to locate them and to get rid of them.
Woman Kiev.
Woman Kiev. Thank you, teacher, for this opportunity. Question.
Uh, то в конце концов приходит к отказу даже от тех чувств, которые являются
правильными.
Я очень плохо слышу.
I hear you very poorly.
Давайте я прочитаю.
No.
Okay, I'll read it.
Если человек успешно продвигается,
person advances successfully in relinquishing the little things for the big ones, then ultimately he reaches things that he relinquishes, even things that are commandments. Of course not. The commandments are the opposite. If he carries them out, he comes closer. And if he relinquishes everything that's not a commandment, then he distances.
Woman Mach 41.
Woman Mach 41. Mr. Rav, nonetheless, I will risk continuing Vlad's question, and I wanted to ask, before we said that we can do exercises where we get pleasure, let's say, from food, and to relinquish it, and to do it for the sake of the Creator. Can we do such exercises? Will this bring us closer? Rav, no, this will not bring us closer. We need to try to do exercises which don't deal with, let's say food. It's not a relinquishment of corporeal pleasures. It could be relinquishing corporeal ones. Which other ones do we have? But not food. I'm afraid that we're going to say this and people are going to start fasting.
Woman
starving. So we'll be a little careful here. Woman Mach 56. Good day, teacher. I'll also continue, Vlad. These pleasures that we need to relinquish, these are all actions that we don't connect with the Creator. Meaning it's a thought without the Creator? I don't know how to answer you. You're entering into such things that you'll just get confused afterwards. I cannot tell you yes or no, because it might bring you to such calculations that you'll simply get confused. You'll form a new religion on this.
Ita.
How are the misvot different from the mashak tishkrim what prevent us for receiving for yourself? Do misvot e mashak ashkash for the same renunciation? Thank you.
עוזר לנו, מונע מאיתנו לקבל לעצמנו. האם המצוות והמסך דורשים מאיתנו את אותו הביטול, את אותו הוויתור?
דה.
Yes.
מצוות ומסך דורש מאיתנו.
The מצוות and the מסך, the screen, demand of us nullification and connection.
אנחנו צריכים לקבל אותם.
This is how we need to accept them. On the other hand, he always asks, what is the difference between the mitzvot and the masach? Of the work with the masach is called a mitzvah.
Woman French.
The work with the screen is a commandment. Woman French.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Est-ce que ça veut dire en pratique?
To get rid of the disturbances between us and the Creator, does that mean in practice that?
Est-ce que c'est suffisant ça comme réponse?
It's to remove the disturbances between the Ten and I. Is that enough? As a response to all of the desires that are in us. In the meantime, that's good. But afterwards, we'll need to check. But to start with this is good. Our main deficiency, we're asking for the main deficiency, Rav, yes, student, for them to give us the vessels of bestowal, Rav, yes, student. But we're not getting some payment in the vessels of reception. So this is the question. What is the paycheck here? It's that opportunity to carry out actions of bestowal, the possibility to carry out actions of bestowal. This is our payment. So here there's something unclear. I get it, I carry it out, but if I don't have the strength, some awakening, I cannot carry it out. I need to receive something. What will I receive? Rav, you will receive the ability to bestow. This is your payment.
Woman Mark 30.
Thank you. Woman Mark 30.
Спасибо, Раф. У меня вопрос по статье в продолжении товарищей, то, что говорили.
Question about this article and continuing with the, what the friend said.
Мы учим, что самая заповедь.
We learn that the main commandment is love the other as yourself. What other commandments is the Rabash talking about here? He's not talking about anything else in principle. But in general, there are a lot more commandments. But the main one is to love the other.
Woman help too.
Woman help too. So previously we need to be in connection with the Creator, all sorts of forms of connection, it doesn't matter what. There just needs to be a connection. So I wanted to ask, when the Creator is concealed, how do we hold on to the connection with Him and remain in gratitude? Well, repeat it slower. How to be connected with the Creator and gratitude to the Creator when He gives a dark form, posterior form, when He's concealed. Nonetheless, we need to restrict ourselves and even in such forms to be connected with the Creator, to understand that all of these states are for our benefit as well.
Woman Mark 97.
Woman Mark 97. Dear teacher, you said everything depends on the form in which we can come closer to the Creator and the root of our soul. But the root of our soul is one. So what is our advancement depend on here, Raf? You need to clarify all of these things in your requests to the Creator. What is getting in the way? What's helping? Doesn't matter. You need to turn to the Creator with your request and get an answer for it. Thank you.
Zel?
That's it.
Ken Amit.
If we can just summarize this excerpt 13, if there's some kind of rule of thumb, because I see that it's really concerning all the friends, if there's some kind of a rule of thumb, how we can practice this relinquishment, everything one needs to relinquish, Rav, through the group, through the friends, if when I connect with them, I reach a desire, a common one, and together with everyone, I have no problem to carry it out.
So,
yeah, but in response to Vlad, you said a very strong sentence. It sounded very fundamental. You said that you need to concede over everything that's in the way of the Creator. How do we do it? as much as he understands, there are maybe 1,000 things there, but he doesn't recognize them. But the things that he does, he needs to try to remove them from the path.
Woman Mark 62.
Woman Mark 62.
Здравствуйте, мировое кли.
Здравствуйте. World Kli. Hello, Rav.
Я не знаю, вопрос по теме или нет.
I don't know if the question is on topic or not, but can I ask it, please? Well, you're already asking. Speak.
Сначала у человека бывает боль.
Okay, so in the beginning, a person has a pain.
Потом этот этап проходит.
And then this stage passes, and then emptiness starts. And then this emptiness divides into stages, and then all this passes. And then indifference starts, that you don't love anyone, and you don't hate anyone. Some kind of a neutral state. And then all this passes, and you feel good.
And
the pain diminishes. And the question, you draw these vessels. This first, second, and third one, does the work go in these processes? Rav, yes, continue. Be well. Continue. You have a good path. Thank you. We love you. Mark 6.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom, Chavarim. Rav, I'm not a lot of people who are here.
My nature does not let me thank the Creator. I see in my intellect that how can I reach true gratitude? Think about it. Think how to thank the Creator, and that nonetheless, I am not like all the rest of the people in the world, but rather He pulled me, chose me, for me to be closer to Him, that I'll start thinking about Him, and that I'll speak with Him. And in this way, to advance.
Woman Latin.
Buenas tardes, Rab. Según lo que practicamos en la decena, uno puede lograr resistir solamente cuando nace una plegaria.
I succeeded to overcome these forces.
La pregunta es,
only when a prayer is born and it's felt. Question, what happens with these forces
that
which we don't overcome?
La próxima vez,
which we're incapable of rising above. So then, and the next time these forces come more forcefully, Rav, this depends on a lot of different conditions. It's not worthwhile thinking about that. It's worthwhile for us to make efforts in what we're in now, and what will be in a moment. Don't make a calculation there.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав.
Hello, dear Rav. I wanted to say, besides in the morning lessons and the calls, that a person needs to think every day with the 10, to think about all the friends and to disseminate in addition there. And this will help a person in everything. That's what I wanted to say. You are completely correct. I'm with you.
Turkey 8.
Selam Rav.
Selam.
Duydum ki sarayın dışında yapılan çalışma manevi bir çalışma değil.
I heard that the work done outside the king's palace is not spiritual work. How will we know that we're inside the palace?
We won't know this in the meantime when we don't enter the palace. To be inside the palace is to be above the first restriction, meaning that we already don't do any action for ourselves. But nonetheless, we're coming closer to this. Gradually, we're learning and coming closer.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב. עמית.
קטע מספר.
Good. עמית. Excerpt 14.
אנחנו ללמוד את הדברים העליונים המכונה.
We can learn the upper matters called the wisdom of Kabbalah only by way of zgula, a remedy or power, since they can bring a person desire and yearning to adhere to the Creator. Because of the Kedusha, because of the holiness of the matters that speak of the holy names. Conversely, in the revealed Torah, he must believe that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator. It follows that these matters are more capable. When a person learns the upper matters, in order for it to bring him closer to Kedusha, it causes a nearing of the lights. This means that this learning will cause him to thereby be rewarded with aiming all his actions in order to bestow. This is called work in the manner of preparation, where he prepares himself to be worthy of entering the king's palace and to adhere to him. Seems to me that you need to repeat this again. Gladly. Next 14, Rabash writes, we can learn the upper matters called the wisdom of Kabbalah only by way of zgula, or remedy, or power, since they can bring a person desire and yearning to adhere to the Creator because of the Kedusha, because of the holiness of the matters that speak of the holy names. Conversely, in the revealed Torah, he must believe that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator. It follows that these matters are more capable. When a person learns the upper matters, in order for it to bring him closer to Kedusha, it causes a nearing of the lights. This means that this learning will cause him to thereby be rewarded with aiming all his actions in order to bestow. This is called work in the manner of preparation, where he prepares himself to be worthy of entering the king's palace and to adhere to him.
Shilot.
Questions?
PT 33.
PT 33. Rav, you said that we need to turn to the Creator all our requests and get a response. What does that mean, the response? Are these the corrections over the will to receive? Rav, yes. Meaning, the answer is, these are corrections that we need to receive on our desire to receive for it to work in the form of bestowal. Thank you.
Woman French.
Woman French.
Question de Shoshi.
Thank you, Rav.
Qu'est-ce qui plaît le plus au Créateur? La gratitude.
Question from Shoshi, who's in okay, who can't ask now. What brings the most contentment to the Creator? Gratitude or request? And why does a prayer need to start with gratitude? Rav, a prayer needs to start with gratitude because this expresses our attitude to the Creator, that we're relating well to Him out of love. We want to open Him up for a conversation with us, that He won't hide. which is why we start with gratitude. And afterwards, we also come with some kind of a question, which we choose out of all of our questions, out of all of our complaints. We choose something that's very important, and we ask of Him to help us to resolve this problem. It's really bothering us in the connection between us and Him. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Woman German.
A woman German.
Добрый день, большое спасибо, Раф. У меня такой вопрос. Чем я могу помочь свершиться этому чуду, этой сгуле?
How can I help this miracle, which is in all the writings and in all the commandments? Rav, you need to come closer to your friends and try to come into, to completely go and come into contact with them, into such a contact that you would also want to be in with the Creator. You need to do this. All of us, basically.
In
that connection that we want to reach with the Creator, we need to try to reach it with the friends. And after that, we will attain the same type of connection with the Creator.
Bevakasha.
Turkey too.
Thank you so much, dear Rav. Yaratana bağlanma arzumuzu ve özlemini nasıl artırabilirim? Yani buradaki enstrümanlar nedir?
How can I increase our yearning, our desire to adhere to the Creator? What tools do we have for that? To amplify, we can do so only through our prayer. We ask the Creator for Him to amplify our desire to Him and give us the ability to come closer to Him, and then we ask of Him. Okay?
Woman Spain 2.
Woman Spain 2.
Hola, Raf. ¿Cómo podemos saber y cómo podemos sentir que le hemos dado contento al Creador? Que el Creador está contento.
How can we know and feel that we bestowed contentment to the, on the Creator and that the Creator is happy? We need to feel this within our desire that we are in joy and in feeling the Creator that He's happy with us.
Woman Mak 43.
Hello, Rav. Question. Those pleasures which, in which I feel suffering, do I have the opportunity to relinquish them? Is that my work? Rav, no. Completely not. We'll continue this further right now. You're just starting to learn your desires and their sufferings and their etc. This will still come.
Woman Mark 33. Oh, low woman. Mark
33. Oh, not woman. Mark
33.
Good day. I wanted to clarify the feeling of a miracle, the Sgula. It's only from the side of the lower one, from the side of the upper one. This is a law? Woman, yes. Woman
have three.
When we're allowed to learn these upper things that is called the wisdom of Kabbalah through the remedy. It's only through the remedy, Rav. Yes, so what's the question? Question. What is that remedy, the Sgula? Rav, the remedy is that through this we reach what we want. Okay. It's not something mystical, Rav. No, there's nothing mystical here. These are spiritual laws, meaning these are the laws of nature that we're incapable of revealing them in our corporeal senses, but we will see them as a cause and a consequence to all that we do.
Mark 25.
Здравствуйте, учитель и Мироваклі.
Teacher and World Clay. If every word in the Torah are the names of the Creator, then to what extent is the translation that I'm reading? Rav, it doesn't matter. As long as you understand it in any language, Rav, and if I don't understand it, Rav, then there's no point in reading it. So then it won't influence me like the Zohar? Rav, no, and the Zohar also will not influence. Nothing will influence us, but only through our understanding, because it awakens us towards the connection with the Creator. So we need to make great efforts to understand, Rav. No, no, you don't need to. Even if you just understand a little bit, it's not important. So it's important at least a little bit, Rav. Yeah, just a little bit is important. You cannot just read, let's say, take something and read a certain language that you completely don't understand. No.
Спасибо.
Woman Polish.
Okay, thank you. Woman Polish.
Добрый день, Раф. Скажите, такой вопрос.
Good day, Raf. Question. When you start to feel the Creator, his sufferings even more. Does it mean we're coming closer to him, or just my ego? Raf, I cannot say exactly in what direction it works, but nonetheless, you're coming closer. You're coming closer, but try not to suffer. Out of that, the speed or the vector doesn't get better.
Shalom Rav. Ashela hi po yeshet ha Torah haniglet.
Question, there's this that revealed the Torah, which are the names of the Creator, and these things are more capable. So what's the difference between the revealed Torah and these upper things? How do we differentiate between these two? If these upper things, upper matters, you don't know yet, but through the revealed Torah, gradually through that, you can get closer. So what are the names of the Creator in the revealed Torah? This is also something that's not yet known by us. We still cannot open up these matters. In a bit. I cannot explain something that's not felt. Woman, Moscow 18. Good day, Rav, dear teacher. I'm sorry for such a question. It's just simply a few months. It's just hanging around. I want to learn how to properly relate to when a friend is asking a question, not from the 10, but through friends from other 10s. You're probably very happy about this, and this is correct, because nonetheless, this is our common vessel, and whoever is asking that question, he's also correcting it.
Woman have two.
Thank you. Woman have two.
How
does gratitude give birth to a prayer? Gratitude gives birth to a prayer because you get a deficiency for which you can think, and which is what gets expressed in the prayer. So I'm intending for gratitude, and then I see what I can thank for and what not, and then over this gap I ask. Rav, yes, yes, even in such a way. It doesn't matter in what way.
Merci.
Woman, French.
Quelles peuvent être les questions supérieures?
Question from a friend.
D'arriver à se poser.
What are the upper questions that a person needs to reach and ask? Rav, we still don't know. These upper questions still not awakened in us, but soon they will. Soon it will be. Gradually, we're awakening and awakening. It's like you rise from the first floor to the second floor. So in the meantime, we're in between floors. Soon it will happen. Don't worry. Mach 25.
Виктор, микрофон.
Майк.
Спасибо за возможность, простите.
Thank you for the opportunity to ask.
Один раз я на 24.
Wanted to ask you.
Вплоть до воды. Окончание 24 часов.
24 hours I rejected water. And then after 24 hours, I accepted even more for myself than what I would have normally. Is this normal? Or I simply didn't have the strength to do so? No, nothing bad came out. So we can continue this way? Rav, we'll continue. Depends. Okay, friends, we finished the lesson. On this, unfortunately, I'm telling goodbye, but until tomorrow, be well. I'm saying goodbye to everyone, and until tomorrow, wish you all the best. And we have a small announcement. Thank you, everyone, for the evening gathering, Building a Spiritual Society, a weekly gathering on the life of Bnei Baruch. There's going to be news and dissemination events. It's happening tonight. 6:30 until 7 in the Arvut system. Song.